There you go. Thanks, Wes Welder. It's Jake live here at Rockin' Brews here on the Northside Memorial in a festive rockin' atmosphere that smells like food more than it does fumes, as in exhaust fumes, with my friends here, Farm Truck and Asian from Discovery Channel's Street Outlaws.
What's up, race fans?
How's it going, guys?
It is... You know, you love what you do, and you're living the dream, man. It doesn't get any better than this. And
man, it's amazing, man. We appreciate you having us out here.
Hey, listen, it was just one of those deals we kind of invited ourselves. I didn't tell you guys that, but I just kind of invited us out here.
You can do that when you're the cat. You got some pull around here in Oklahoma.
That's right.
I just said, hey, free remote broadcast, Rockin' Brews, and they said, come on. I said, I will bring some friends with me. And they said, really? I was like, yeah, come on. So here we
legit,
are.
Man. It's legit. The entire state of Oklahoma is right here at Rockin' Brews. So.
It's a pretty big deal. Gene Simmons, I bet. Farm Truck, you're probably a KISS fan, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
In your demographic, Asian, maybe a little bit, too. You knew a little bit about Gene.
Yeah, you know what? His music became mainstream. When I was born, his music was already mainstream. So Farm Truck grew up before it was even cool. So
did you ever see KISS in concert in the 70s and 80s? You did?
Oh, yeah.
Here in Oklahoma City Civic Center, maybe, back in 78, 79? Do you remember?
I've seen them in a couple different places.
Couple of times, couple of places. And, well, Gene's walking around here. What were your first thoughts when you saw him? It's like, he's a big dude. He's a big fella.
Why the heck is he in Oklahoma? You know, that's what I think.
My first thought was, I wonder if he wants to race us.
I doubt it.
I'm sure there's a KISS mobile somewhere in the United States, or maybe somewhere around the world, or maybe he's venturing off into,
we'll race it.
Yeah.
We will definitely race it.
You have to tell him it's street racing. It's not sanctioned by anybody else except... the two people behind the wheel, right?
That's right.
He's probably got a Jetto races in.
And it's pink slips. You have to explain pink slips, man. It's like, we're doing slips on this one, guys. We're not messing around, you know?
He'll shake on it. He's a hustler. He's not scared of us, man.
I think you're trying to get us suckered.
See what he says, man, if we get him over. He's making his way here. And I think he's making the way to the stage.
They got cops.
Yeah, he's coming in.
Hey.
They got cops all blocking the way.
They do. I don't know which way. I don't know where he's going. He's taking pictures. He may come here and sit in a chair with us.
Yeah, that's cool.
And we'll pass. Hey, Asian, scoot over one. If he's going to come up here,
I'm gonna
can give him Farm Truck's microphone.
Yeah, that's cool.
Perfect. And
that's perfect.
Then he can rap with me here real quick, and I'll talk into his ear. Look at this.
Perfect.
We got Street Outlaws and Gene Simmons a KISS. Gene Simmons, good to see you, sir. Hi. Good times.
You guys around.
We got the fourth headset. No, I'll just talk into your good ear. Which one's your good ear, Gene?
Right down there.
Gene, you're live on the radio in Oklahoma City. Legendary KATT rock and roll radio station, the equivalent of KLOS in Los Angeles. And 40-year heritage rock and roll station that's played many a KISS songs over the years, you know?
Well, I appreciate it, but please take your hand off my knee.
Dr. Love right here.
She's crying.
She is. She's moved. She's visibly moved.
Maybe somebody's stepping on her foot.
No. Look, she's got the whole get up on too, man. Yes. Oh, Gene, look at you. Gene's the man. Here, let me get out of his way.
Yep.
Oh, tender moment, folks.
Gene's taking care of a fan here.
Tender moment. Farm Truck and Asian of Street Outlaws here with the cat. Gene Simmons, a KISS. We're at Rockin' Brews on Memorial, a magic moment.
So she's not crying over Farm Truck and Asian, I'll tell you that.
No. You're going to be okay? You want something to eat or something?
What?
Am I stepping on your foot? Is that what's going
on? No.
I should let go so we can get back on the air.
Huh?
I got to let go because we have to go back on the radio.
Here's a sweet little girl here. Big KISS fan. She's crying. She got to meet Gene Simmons.
All right.
Awesome.
Wow. Gene knows how to do it.
Gene knows how to do it. It's all about the fans. You've always been about the fans, Gene. It never changes.
Well, come on. It's the same for you. It's the same for me. Baseball players, popes, anybody. Without the people, we're nothing.
That's right. They put
us
here.
Without the bosses are there. You always think it's the guy that pays your salary, but it's not that. It's the people. Without people, you're nobody.
And to take it to another level, too, it's about the people who defend our freedom every day, too, which explains why you're here.
That's exactly why I'm here. Rockin' Brews has always been devoted, well, you know, to giving families a great experience, food, and you can bring your dogs to some of our Rockin' Brews and certainly your whole families, and you can flirt or you can get married or divorce. You can do all that. But without our vets, without our proud military, we would be up S Creek. You can fill in the rest of the word.
That's right.
And we unfortunately forget all that. That's shame on us. We should really remind ourselves that were it not for the military, all that would be left are politicians who basically, well, the wind comes out of the front, ours comes out of the back.
That's right.
I'm not fond of politicians.
Well,
I don't believe them. Both parties, I think, are full of it. The only people who walk the walk are the military. Everybody else just talks the talk. So we try to do our part. So every single Rock and Blues that opens on the very first day, the doors are closed to the general public, and all we do is honor our vets.
Yeah.
Our vets and their families come, and we honor them. That's not my child. We honor our vets. We make sure we give them a big fat check, and we make everybody shut their pie hole and say the Pledge of Allegiance for once.
I love that.
When I was a kid, we used to say that. You didn't even think about it. There was no such thing as politically correct or anything.
That's right.
It's like, thank you for the flag and all the people who sacrificed in order for me to have a free country. What happened to those days?
We went to the same school, Gene.
I'm ashamed of the whole notion of political correctness. And just, you know, shut up and realize that were it not for our military, we would be nowhere.
And we all know somebody in the military, too. We have family members, friends that serve and do it honorably, and we recognize them as much as we can, not just on Memorial Day or 4th of July when it's politically correct, but it's every day for us.
It should be. And I don't think it has to be parades or anything like that. If you talk to anybody in uniform, if you're going to a Starbucks and you see somebody in uniform, get out of the way. At least, they're not looking for favors or anything like that. At least treat them with the honor and dignity they deserve.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. It's Honoring America's Warriors is the award you're presenting today to a couple of servicemen and women. And then after this today, you're actually rolling up to Bremen Farm Truck and Asian with Street Outlaws. These two cats here on the left, they were saying, why is Gene in town? I was like, well, he's securing his grandchildren's future with buying land in Oklahoma and doing all your ventures and stuff. You know,
well,
you guys
I've heard a few people say something like, why Bremen, Oklahoma? People forget that Las Vegas was nothing.
That's right, dust. It was a desert.
You couldn't grow anything. Bremen, Oklahoma is a paradise compared to what Vegas used to be. So we are proud to say that we have literally broken ground on the first Rock and Brews Casino
and
Resort.
Awesome.
That's coming.
All right.
That's really exciting stuff.
That's with the Kaw Nation.
Yes.
KAW and great partners. So tomorrow I'm going to be headlining an entire day event. Everybody's going to be there. And then we hit the stage around 7 o'clock. Now Kiss is going to be going to Europe May.
Then you have a band, right?
Yeah, we have a band called Kiss, but other than the band, I have the Gene Simmons band, which
yes.
only this year started to do some fun stuff, you know, getting up on stage and playing obscure stuff off my solo records and Kiss songs that we will never play because they're too obscure. So it's a chance for me to kind of stretch my wings
and have fun.
And have fun. And we bring people up from the audience and people have a great time, and sometimes people cry. That just
I bet.
It happens.
Like we saw, I know. The solo stuff. I love the solo album. I listened to that the other day. See You Tonight. I love that one. Living in Sin. I love your solo work, Gene.
I appreciate it.
And Asshole was a great album, too.
But we also, yes, it's not just an exclamation. It's
That's
not,
right.
People call me that sometimes. But we also do covers. We do Otis Redding and Roy Hamilton and Wilson Pickett and lots of stuff. Real R&B roots music.
Nice.
And the day after tomorrow, I'm going to be going to St. Louis because we're going to be doing the Wizard World Con and also doing a show with our guys. And the day after that, I'm going to a very sad event, the death of Chuck Berry and their funeral.
Wow.
And the least I could do is pay homage to
tomorrow night when you're in Bremen. Yeah,
yeah,
that'll be cool to see. Really excited about that. Tickets, people can get them at through the casino box office.
Southwindcasino.com. That's why I'm here.
That's right, here.
Southwindcasino.com.
Did I ask you if you knew these guys? They're big Kiss fans and Gene Simmons fans. Farm Truck and Asian of Street Outlaws here. They live in Oklahoma. Do you have a race car? Do you have a Kiss race car? Because they want to race you, Gene.
We have had that. As you may or may not know, I was the marketing guy for IndyCar. I'm the guy that created the I Am Indy campaign. Because I love the way I feel when I get behind the wheel. I am
all right.
And but then other things got, everything got busy and we
arena
started
football.
Oh my God, there's so much, going on.
Casinos,
restaurants, film company,
TV show.
I'm launching another magazine and I've got another book coming in October and another TV show. And oh yeah, this band Kiss. We continue.
That's right.
We continue to tour. We're going to be in Moscow May 1st on May Day. You know what that is?
May Day.
May Day is when they bring out all the missiles and they do
and they parade them in the streets and create fear in the mind. Propaganda.
But in case you tuned in late, tomorrow I will be, the Gene Simmons Band will be in Bremen, Oklahoma.
Who's in your band?
Well, I don't want to say their
name. It's a secret.
Because, yeah. Well, but you've seen them before. They played with Kid Rock and lots of other cool
awesome.
People.
Awesome.
So if I mention their names, they're going to get in trouble with their guys.
Okay.
So everybody runs away from home and plays the little hooky, and they
have some fun up in Bremen.
They hook up with you. But the main thing is, this is really for the fans. It's a chance for me to really have a great time and also to pull fans on stage. That's one of the best things. You know, you're always in the audience, not here.
That's right.
You'll see.
It's Gene Simmons of Kiss and Rockin' Brews here on North Memorial. And the big foundation and the fundraiser and the awards presentation going on here live on Rock 100.5, the legendary KATT. Yeah!
All right.
Thank you for giving me the clap.
Thank you, sir.
See what I did there?
We're in the afternoon traffic jam. Gene, thanks for coming in. And
you're welcome.
Have fun. We'll see you. We'll watch some of that on YouTube, those of us who can't make it up. Everybody go to southwindcasino.com.
But you should go there.
We want to roll.
Southwindcasino.com.
It's up by the Kansas border. It's a short two-hour drive, if even that, and it's well worth
go
it.
Go there before it becomes the next Las Vegas.
That's right. And then go there after it's Vegas, a new Vegas as well, right?
Gene Simmons, everybody. Gene Simmons.
Let's go. This is Rock 100.5, the legendary cat in the afternoon traffic jam. Let's go. Yeah.